over there.
I do.
There we go.
Official.
Yep, I'll call this meeting to order.
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you, sir.
When you guys, if you, we're recording, okay. Meeting obviously and broadcast on the internet. If you would just introduce yourself so we have it for the minute taker here, and then
sure.
The meeting's all yours.
Okay, good deal. I don't need to push this button.
Nope.
Just talk. Okay.
Push it only if you don't want to be heard.
Gotcha. Maybe that's what I should do. I'm Jay Chisholm. I'm the interim regional director for the Southwest region for University of Missouri Extension.
Wayne Dietrich, program director for Taney County Extension.
Okay.
And this should be a fairly painless meeting for us.
Speaking on behalf of the commission, we like painless meetings.
Really, we have 16 counties in our Southwest region. And, of course, the University of Missouri Extension covers the whole state. We have 8 different regions. And here in the Southwest region, as I mentioned, we have 16 counties. And I've been going around to all the county commissions and just do something that probably we should do more often, and just tell them thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the county budgets that they provide for us. It's Extension is a fairly unique organization because we get funding from federal dollars for University of Missouri from the federal government. It's something in the, $10 million range, you mm-hmm. know. And a lot of that goes to research, that we may do research for row crops or for nutrition and health, you know.
Right, those right.
So that's done, you know, on campus or done really in different places around the state. But then, so we have those are federal dollars we use. And then we also, we have state dollars that provide our salaries, like Wayne and I's salary, are funded through state dollars, as well as we get programming funds, too, or educational funds from the state as well. I think in the state of Missouri, it's about $28 million that is funded through the state just for Extension.
Mm-hmm.
And then the part of the equation that you all are involved in, of course, is those county budgets.
Right.
And the county budgets provide our operating budgets at each one of our county offices. And that's about, I'm guessing on this, but I think it's about $10 million that we actually get from county governments that goes directly to our Extension programming.
Mm-hmm.
And that it all only works if all of those partners, you know, really work together and really all the counties in our region work together, because it's such a unique organization where we do get all these different facets of funding, and they all have their part. I mean, without your dollars, we wouldn't have a secretary. You know, your contribution contributes to the secretary there, and it also contributes to that office space. I mean, you provide that office space for us and our operating budget, just so we can, you know, pay the electric bill and
right.
and so we have papers and equipment and those types of things at that local level. But it directly benefits the folks in your county. And I know you all may know those things, but sometimes it's been beneficial for us just to go around and remind the commissioners that really how important that partnership is.
Right.
You guys have always been a great supporter here for the Taney County Extension office. I know you've got a great specialist. Of course, Wayne has been here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have met them yet, but Nellie Lamers is a brand new human environmental science specialist. She's a family financial education specialist.
Okay.
And she took Annette Fitzgerald's place here.
Okay.
Nellie is actually an exceptional teacher. She does a lot of, now she's doing a lot of the VITA program. Mm-hmm. And Wayne will probably talk a little bit about the impact the VITA program has had, even not just throughout the years as well as this year as well. But it's a volunteer income tax assistance that
mm-hmm.
we provide. And then you also have Crystal Irons, which is a fairly new business development specialist. And even I noticed on the pride points that Wayne has given you, that one side is our regional pride points, the other side is the Taney County pride points. And these get updated every year as we have different programs going on. But, you know, I noticed Crystal is here standing by one of her clients.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had this client actually come and talk to when the new president of the University of Missouri was taking a tour through Southwest Missouri. This client, I can't even remember his name, but he was there and gave just a great testimonial about how much the educational programs that Crystal provided him helped them as they started that new business or took over a business. I think if I'm I don't know all the local specifics.
You know Reinhart's when it went under.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Don.
Don Mueller's
husband.
Okay. I understand that.
And I can't remember his first. Is his name Danny too?
Is it Mike?
No. I can't remember what his first name is. Yeah, evidently it's up and running fairly well.
Great.
But he just gave a great testimonial to our new president of the university about how much it really made a difference in his life. And that's exactly what we do. I mean, each one of our program areas, and using the example of business development, I mean, Crystal has program directors on campus, and they guide them as far as these are the areas that you work in. You know, so she has parameters that she works in, and then she takes that basically that educational material, and she goes out and she works with these clients. Now, we may offer general classes like Intro to QuickBooks, you know, so everybody can come and learn those classes. But then what we do from that, we get specific clients where we really make a difference. Mm-hmm. So she's going to make a bigger impact on this business when she works one-on-one with that business owner.
Right.
And that's exactly what we do with those county dollars. It may be secretary's time or maybe just developing some paperwork and those types of things, but you know that's really what makes it successful is all those funding sources going to help an individual client, like you see right here on there. So, and we do that in every program area we offer. Agriculture, 4-H, all those are offered throughout our region, and it's just a wonderful resource. And I'm here mostly to thank you and just remind you about the things that we do.
Great.
Here in the county.
So you're interim director, is that right?
I am interim director. I've been interim since May of 2009.
Okay.
You know, so what does that mean? Yeah, interim. We don't know anymore.
I could almost be an interim commissioner. I took office January.
But no, our regional director, Rick Mammon, actually he was ill. He had cancer, mm-hmm. And then I started May of 2009. I actually left. He came back for a short period of time. And then after he passed away, I came back again.
Okay.
So I say May 2009. I had a 5-month vacation where I went back to my old job too.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm an agronomy specialist when I'm not interim regional director.
And where are you based out of?
In Lamar.
Okay.
And that's about the northern western county that's in our region.
Lamar and Greene County, like the regional offices in Greene County.
Yeah.
Right. The regional offices in Greene County, but yeah, that's right. Now I'm housed in Greene County,
okay.
But my agronomy office is in Lamar.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which doesn't make it real handy to be that.
Yeah. We budgeted the resources needed for Tainted County because we knew that Springfield and other areas were having some problems.
Right.
We fully understand the great benefit of the programs that they supply, and it was up on our scale enough that we decided to go ahead, and we had a 5% cut across the board with everything, with almost every office and every board that we had, I think even with the park board. So we held true to what we did with everything else with with the extension office and realized the programs and benefits. As a matter of fact, I said as a commissioner that attends the needed meetings that mm-hmm. They asked me for things and advice from the commission, and I bring things back to the commission on behalf of the extension, and we're happy to have the resource here for our citizens.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing we have to do is get the word out that we have such a great resource. I mean, Crystal, mm-hmm. I've spent some time with Crystal, and mm-hmm. and she's been a good resource just for people to talk to. And,
right.
So there's just a lot of things that the extension provides that I don't think a lot of residents know even have it. And that's probably the biggest thing that we could do is continue to get the word out because there's a lot of good programs available.
Right. And we're also not even limited by the faculty you have in this office because all of us are regional specialists. You know, well, the example would be the recent tornado in Branson. I mean, Crystal has really been working with the SBA has come in and set up those offices to help businesses. Well, our business development specialists are there. Crystal is there at that temporary office assisting those businesses now during the tornado. But she's also developing clients that she may help in a lot of other ways.
Right.
But not only is Crystal there, but when we needed more bodies, you know, we had people from the Joplin office come up and also helped businesses in the Branson area. So, you know, the resources, you have the resources really of of our whole region, and even beyond that, I mean, the university and other regions, we pull them in as we need to. The Joplin tornado was a perfect example where we pulled in people from, well, all over the region, west central region, the mm-hmm. region to the north, and the central region. You know,
sure.
Obviously we need a lot of help in a situation like that, and,
sure.
and we were trying to serve those citizens the best we could. So I appreciate that. I appreciate what you mentioned, Danny, about the budget. You know, I mean, we all understand that it's tight budget times now. But, you know, and it was, so I appreciate it so much. He's going ahead and saying that. We understand that. And, you know, when you're able to just work with us, you know, and you provided a cut just like you provided the rest of the county offices, you know, that's a doable, obviously that's doable for us. I mean, we can work with that. If you mentioned Greene County, I mean, those cuts were, they go so deep that, you know, I can't maintain that business there anymore. I mean, that's the problem in Greene County. And I'm not here to obviously discuss Greene County, but it does hurt us. It hurts my whole region, to be honest with you. I mean, Greene County's it's the central hub, really. That's where things happen. And when I don't have funding from that county, it hurts my whole region because, again, we're regional specialists, and we kind of work together to make it all.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's not the only one. I just mentioned it because it made the headlines in the newspaper, mm-hmm. and we discussed it at our meetings.
Right.
That's the only reason I brought their name up. But anyway.
Well, it is the only county that's at minimal funding.
We appreciate everything that you do, and the VITA program is so great for those individuals mm-hmm. who just need mm-hmm. assistance and don't know where to go to. I think that's probably one of the better known, if you look back at the stats, that from year one when you started to where you're at now.
Right, a lot of dollars there.
The dollars that are saved and everything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's, I guess, don't want to use the term too strongly, but I guess you're preaching to the choir.
Well, that's
because,
good.
Right. We understand totally the need of the services that you guys provide.
So. Sure. Well, thank you.
I think too, the county commission has been very supportive too with the Master Gardener project that we've got. Well, they're almost done in the front, and they're going to be starting in the back. And kind of my dream for the last 5 years is to have that, like, a demonstration garden in the back.
Mm-hmm. You know what you're thinking about? We have a hillside that you could practice your hillside technique if you wanted to. Yeah. You know, I think that you should have a hillside.
Yeah, the whole area. That would be.
Well, I think eventually they may well do that. I mean, right now they've got, from the back of the building, probably 100, 150 feet out, planned out.
Get that all set, and then we got, you know, 600, 700 feet of hillside we can really use your help with. So,
it is a pretty amazing program. Those Master Gardeners, they do a tremendous amount of volunteer work,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times it's very hard work.
Yeah, it is amazing work.
So, but through that, they also provide those education, you know, to other citizens. So it's a great program,
It absolutely is a great program.
Yeah, meaning the commission, just gave us permission that the Master Gardeners want to build sort of an open-air shelter so they can have classes and things like that there, hopefully by this summer, I think.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And, I think it adds to the richness of your community when you have a Master Gardener program like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so much more community involvement when, you know, it's just a great thing for communities to have.
It really does help the Missouri Extension, though, as a name ID, because everyone can start putting two and two together. And, and that program touches a whole different clientele that normally would touch the VITA program. And so it kind of helps put another tentacle out there of what the Extension offers to Taney County.
Right. And that's really what we try to do. We try to offer a program that does affect different audiences, obviously, mm-hmm. in your county, because we're not trying to just reach one middle-class audience, or just a lower-class audience. We're trying to basically, you know, reach everybody that we can. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, different counties, you know, we have success in different program areas. You know, 4-H you have a small 4-H group here, but in other counties, 4-H is a huge program.
Right.
It really just depends on that audience. And part of it is, too, the specialists we have in this area. We can't have a 4-H specialist in every county, but, you know, we try to meet those needs where we can. So if there's a big demand for it, we try to move a 4-H specialist in. Now, we still have a specialist who's concentrates or who has Taney County as their responsibility, but, you know, she's in Lawrence County, right? So she has to drive a ways to serve you. But we also, that changes in time. You know, if you have demands and if you have needs in your county that you see and you'd like to address that with the Extension Council, you know, obviously they're the ones who help us decide what programs we offer in your county. you know, by all means, you know, we want to know, you know, what your what you think the needs are, because and we'll try to do our best to meet those.
Right.
We really will.
Wayne does a great job for us. I'm not trying to plug him because he's here.
Go
but
ahead.
He does a great job for us in keeping us informed and keeping everybody in.
And he understands our budget. He understands our budget situation. So he's never over, you know, everyone gets affected differently when we hit budget.
Sure.
He's worked with us well over the years I've been here. And I mean, he's a good asset for the extension. It really is.
Great. Well, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. And I appreciate Wayne as well. And it's always a little harder work than people give it credit for when you have to deal with the numbers and those office things like that. And I appreciate Wayne's. He has a low-key management style that really tends to set people at ease. So I do appreciate
when his roof was leaking and the windows had more air going through the glass, he was still patient with us.
That's right. So I really didn't have anything else. Wayne, did you have stuff to add?
Not really. I think unless you guys have some questions or anything.
I saw your Vada celebrations. We got our invites. Thursday or something like that. So, but great program. I mean, it's a great program. Do we have the numbers? How many people you've helped for this year? Then
there's some tentative numbers on the back.
Okay.
And that's just Taney County. We also have the program now in Christian, and it's been in Stone for almost since we
started. So it's up then. Looks like it's up this year.
We were shooting for, I think last year we had about 1,100 returns total, and I think this year we're well on track to beat that.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, I've seen something in here as you would think I would know and didn't because I used a different source, but you have the soil samples that are sent off, and soil and water that we support also here as a we have with last year's drought I know on our ranch and farm and the land that we have blazed we probably got over 50-75% grazing loss on fescue clovers and sowable seeds. So I'm trying to implement through the Soil and Water District, they had their meeting the other night, and I brought it up maybe trying to get a program for Southwest Missouri that would help implement maybe some help with reseeding our natural pastures and things like that we have, because in Taney County, the soil depth being close to rock or below rock is something that the hot weather and the drought really had an impact on.
Right.
And so I may be calling on you in a cooperative effort to work with Soil and Water. Seems how we sponsor both situations. And and it's much needed in our area here. Right. And so,
who serves on your Soil and Water from Extension?
Gordon
does. And you know, obviously, I mean, in agriculture, we do a lot of agriculture workshops. We have grazing schools. We can offer workshops on, we can work with Soil and Water to offer workshops on reseeding. All those things.
Their spraying program and everything that they have there. I think they even they have got their classes now where you're licensed and everything to do your.
Yeah, but we actually do that in our office too. They can come in and renew their
and. What I'm trying to maybe get across is that if we could get a cooperative effort between the extension office and those people, we might be able to do something for the people in all of Southwest Missouri that were affected.
Sure.
When you mentioned that you've got Stone and those now, I know that this whole area that along the border, one of the commissioners out of McDonald County told me that he was in a strange position and we have our Southwest Missouri meeting with those gentlemen. He said Oklahoma had a drought-stricken area up to, and his place actually split his property, and he couldn't get anything on the Missouri side, but he could get it on the other side. Whereas in Missouri, if you connect to a county that's having a drought situation, that automatically qualifies you. So that might be something that...
Right.
That, well, I'm going to be actually be, I'm going to be pushing for it. I'm going to try to get some letters and out and try to get some activity started. I think it'd be a great thing for us to be able to fields where we've seen clover and alfalfa and things like that that's around. I mean, there's, we just took an awful hit last year.
Right.
Some of it's as much as 80%. There's nothing but weeds growing there now.
Right. And that's tough. I mean, last year the drought just, I mean, and not even just in Taney County.
Too much water and then not enough water all summer long. Right. I mean, that's just the way it was.
Made our average about right, didn't it?
Yeah.
Ended right, just the wrong way.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And that's great. And we would love to work with you on that. I mean, I can speak for the ag guys in this case. Yeah. You know, anything that we can do to help with that collaboration, we'd be glad to.
Anything that you might be able to draft in the right form to get to the right people. In dealing with our grants and everything else, we understand that getting the right form and the right language to the right people keeps your granting ability from being pitched out the window or something like that. So we might be looking for something like that.
But yeah, I'll just been thinking on it too. That might be something we can, you know, we can toss around some ideas on. So.
As we promote extension, what a better way to do it than that?
For the whole
Southwest area.
Exactly. Yeah. And we always work close with the Soil and Water District, so we'd love to continue to do that. So
great.
Right.
Yeah. I'll think about it. I might mention to the other agronomist and then Gordon that that you brought it up, and then we'll just keep thinking about it and see if we can't draft something up that everybody could agree on. This is what needs to be done. And then let's try to get it to the right people.
Yeah, and I can get the farmer signatures. We've got a good, strong group. I can get the signatures here of actually maybe even get some video or some things that that would help solidify maybe some grant help money for the farmer.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
Good. All right.
Anything else, guys?
That's all I have. I just appreciate you taking your time out of your day to hear our little discussion.
That's good.
Our talk, so.
That's what we're here to do is promote where their tax dollars, it's every citizen in the county, where they're going and what we're doing. So I appreciate you being here.
Sure. If we can do anything for you, just be sure and let us know. We'll be glad to help out.
Motion to adjourn?
Yeah, motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We're adjourned.